Erwin Jackson is a successful businessman. He's also a relentless critic of corruption in local government and even ran for Tallahassee mayor himself not that long ago. But then at age 16, Jackson's younger son Brian was diagnosed with dystonia.
He was watching FSU-Miami game 5-6 years ago, and he's laying on a couch, and he's laying there. And that's a big deal. We'd always go to games, but then we stopped going because he couldn't go, so we're watching the game at home. He looks up and he says, "Dad, you know I'm counting on you to find a solution."
Dystonia, which is related to Parkinson's disease and has symptoms similar to scoliosis, affects the nervous system. In Brian's case, it appeared virtually overnight and often left his body painfully contorted.
"I can fix things. I'm a damn Mr. Fix-It. If I don't, and I'm steady. If it doesn't first, you know, I'll go this way. This, I didn't have a damn clue."
Although dystonia has no cure, there are treatments. One is called deep brain stimulation. Brian's surgery to implant the electrodes was done in a New York hospital.
They were drilling through his skull while Brian is laying there talking to the dystonia rep about the equipment.
The surgery was a success, and Jackson says the effect was instantaneous and little short of miraculous. Brian graduated from Florida State back in May. Now he has a job with Medtronic, the very company whose technology made the miracle possible.
"It turned out fabulous. He's down there working. He has had like a six-month training program, so the middle of March he'll be an official medical-trained person."
Last year, the Jackson family hosted a special Valentine's Day event at Florida State University Center.
"We had 250, 275 people that showed up. We fix up the tables. We give all the women red roses."
There was also dinner and stage entertainment, all for a special cause.
"Last year, whatever money they raised, I matched it, and we sent it to the Dystonia Medical Research Center in Chicago."
But this year, the beneficiary is much closer to home.
"The Brian Jackson Dystonia Research and Discovery Program at FSU College of Medicine."
Also different this year, instead of a single evening, the event will be held on two nights, February 14th and 15th, again at the FSU University Center Club. Cocktails, dinner, and the musical production, "I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change." The WFSU.org website has a link to much more information. For WFSU-FM, I'm Tom Flanagan.